boys and girls. Hi, kids. Hey, get in here right now, because it's time for the party. With Big John and... Sparky!
And now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled Sparky's Private Eye Agency. Who kidnapped the Widow Dilly? Well, that's what we wanted to know. The police weren't able to find out. Mayor Plumfront, Yuki, and I had been working on the case for 3 weeks and had not cracked it. And then Sparky and his gang did a little detective work of their own. And of all things, they located the getaway car out at Renfro Hencrow Father's farm. Except when we went out there to follow up this clue, we not only lost the kidnappers, but Yuki lost his taxi cab, too. Well, Sparky's determined to crack the case, and he's hard at work now as we join today's episode.
Hello? Yes, this is Detective Private Eye, Sparky. Oh, is that you, Secret Operator number 769-421-Maxie-Fenster? Yeah, how's everything going, Max? Still no sign of Yuki Butch's stolen taxi cab, huh? No sign of the kidnapped Widow Dilly either, huh? Well, keep working on your clues, Max. Yeah, okay. Report to me again in 1 hour. Got it? Yeah, so long, Maxie. Well, Secret Operator number 658310, Rabbit Ass Magician. This is Detective Private Eye Sparky, the Chief speaking. How's everything going there, R.E.? Is that so? Well, hop on your bicycle and get out there to Renfro Hencrow's father's farm right away and tell him to keep watching that haystack and to deliver those ham sandwiches to Yuki Butcher. Okay, Ari. Report back in 1 hour. Got it? So long. Now, let's see. What details of this case have I overlooked? Well? It's Detective Private Eye Sparky the Chief speaking. Oh, is that you, Secret Operator number 547209, Charlie Clementine? Yeah, how's everything going there, Charlie? Calling from where? Kill Roller's drugstore. No sign of the kidnappers or Yuki's taxi, huh? Well, keep checking. Okay. Yeah, call back and report in 1 hour. You got that, Charlie? Yeah, so long.
Hey, what's going on here with all the phone calls?
Oh, hi, Big John. Hey, Big John. You and Yuki Butcher will be happy to learn that us kids have started up a detective agency and we are investigating the Widow Dilly kidnapping case and also the case of Yuki Butcher's stolen taxi cab.
Oh, is that right?
I've just got a few more phone calls to make here, Big John.
Yeah, it's a good thing we don't have to pay for the number of phone calls we make around here.
Well, come on, Big John. Do you mean that you would allow a little thing like money to stand between us and capturing those kidnappers and recovering Yuki Butcher's taxi cab?
Well, I'd be tempted to.
Big John, do you realize that we now have the biggest detective agency in town working on this Widow Dilly kidnapping case?
Oh, we have? Yeah? Since when?
Ever since my club, the Grand Order of the Glorious Knights of the Mystic Secret Circle, decided to form a private eye detective agency like Yuki's.
Oh, no kidding. Is your club formed a private eye detective agency?
Yeah. And all the guys in the club are detectives. Well, we got the whole town completely surrounded. We are closing in on the kidnappers.
You are you? Good.
Sure. We'll probably know where the kidnappers are hiding out before long.
Well, good. Good for you.
Oh, there's the telephone again. Let me take a look at my schedule. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. That big gun should be Secret Operator number 436198, Globby Globbenstrottle reporting.
Well, answer the phone and see what Secret Operator Globbenstrottle wants, huh?
Yeah, okay. Hello? This is Detective Private Eye Sparky, the Chief speaking. Is that you, Secret Operator number 436198, Globby Globbenstrottle? How's everything going, Globby? Same as last time. Where are you reporting from? Harvey's Hamburger Hut. Globby, you reported from there last time. You were delayed. Delayed by what?
Having something to eat, no doubt.
Sick ham murders. Well, listen here, secret operator number 436198. If you expect to get this case solved, you're going to have to cooperate. Stop eating those hamburgers and get out of Harvey's Hamburger Hut and get back on the job. All right. Goodbye.
Good old Globby not keeping his nose to the grindstone, huh?
Oh, boy. I'm having trouble with that guy. Instead of following up his clues, he's sitting out there in Harvey's Hamburger Hut eating hamburgers.
Some detective agency, all right. Oops, there we go again. Probably another one of your secret operators reporting.
Yeah, no doubt. Hello? This is Detective Private Eye Sparky McChee speaking. Hello? Oh, yeah. Secret operator number 3250870 Rappaport. Yeah, good to hear from you. How's everything going there, Cheryl? Just the same? Listen, 325087, where are you reporting from? The library, huh? Listen, that's where you reported from last time. Now, listen here, Cheryl. If you expect to get this case solved, you're going to have to get out there and track down the clues we have. Huh?
Oh, sounds like Cheryl came up with something to stop Sparky there.
You've been reading a book titled what? An Analytical Research in the Psychological Aspects of Crime? Well, so what? Huh? Cheryl? Hey, good for you, Cheryl. Yeah, go to it. Yeah, we'll capture them with the, yeah. Oh, they don't have a chance. Sam, they don't have a chance out with an on-the-ball detective like you working on the case. Yeah, okay. Yeah, report back in an hour, Cheryl. that was secret operator number 325087, they shot.
Yeah, I know. Cheryl Rappaport, huh?
Yeah, he was reporting from the public library.
Oh.
He just finished reading a 1,234-page book entitled An Analytical Research in the Psychological Aspects of Crime, and he thinks he knows where the kidnappers would go to hide out.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. I told you we'd be closing in on those guys, Big John. Won't be long now. Excuse me while I make an emergency phone call here.
Do you think you kids are actually going to track down the kidnappers to their hideout, huh?
Sure.
Come on, Sparky. The entire police force has been working on that case for over 3 weeks, and they haven't even got a single lead. Oh, boy, you kids.
Go ahead and laugh, Big John. Just go ahead and laugh. Don't worry. Well, secret operator 215976 Oswald Hutton's over. Okay. 215975. Okay, so I just missed you by one number off. Look, this is Detective Private Eye, Sparky the Chief, putting in an emergency call. Right. Are you listening? Meet Cheryl Rappaport. Secret Operator 325087, Cheryl Rappaport, in front of Hector Gargoyle's La Petite Junkyard. No, now, immediately. Right, and send out the word to the rest of the secret operators. And then report any further developments directly to me.
I actually think they're going to be able to track down the kidnappers.
Okay, Yeah, so long. Well, we'll be right now, Big John. The Sparky Private Eye detectives are going into action now.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, well, you just go ahead and laugh, Big John. You can laugh all you like, but you'll see. We'll uncover the kidnapper's hideout.
Well, I wish you could, but Sparky, I'm sure that you won't be able to do what the entire police force and Yuki and the mayor and I haven't been able to do.
Maybe. Maybe. We shall see, Big John. We shall see.
Yeah, we shall see. All right.
Well, I can see all my secret operators now heading for Hector Gargoyle's Lapidate Junkyard, where they will rendezvous.
Rendezvous? Well.
Yeah, and then from there they will go on to track down an important theory that Cheryl Rappaport has worked out.
Uh-huh. Good for them. Good for them. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yep. In due time, we shall see what we shall see.
Well, 1 hour has passed since you've had any reports from all your far-flung secret operators.
Well, they are no doubt very busy tracking down clues they have found as a result of Cyril Rappaport's very brilliant and cleverly devised theory.
Yeah, no doubt. Or they stopped at Harvey's Hamburger Hut to pick up Globby Globenstraddle and were detained by a dish of 6 hamburgers.
Well, they better not have been. That's all I can say. That will no doubt be some news. Let me ask this, too. Hello? Detective Private Eye Sparky, the chief speaking. Go ahead. Oh, hello there, secret operator number 325-0870, Rappaport. What's up?
Well, this I've got to hear. They think they're going to uncover the kidnapper's hideout. Can you imagine a thing like that?
Right.
They're all...
Hey, good for you, Zero. Right. I'll round up the police and you can think John will be right over. Stay right where you are. So long. Hey, John, young Zero thinks that he has uncharted the kidnapper's hideout. He's found Yuki Bush's Model C taxi cab in a vacant garage in an alley in back of that big vacant building on Harrison Avenue.
See, I told you you kids wouldn't be able to... What did you say? Well, why didn't you say that in the first place? Come on, let's go out there and investigate. Well, come on, what are we waiting for?
Yeah, that's what I say. What are we waiting for? Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Come on, Big John, hurry up. Let's get downstairs to the garage and get in your car and get going. Wow, we just... Big John didn't think us kids would be able to uncover the kidnapper's hideout, but it looks like maybe we have. Oh, man. Wouldn't it be something if we finally captured those kidnappers and rescued the Widow Billy? Oh, boy. Well, I hear Big John coming, so I guess we'll be on our way over to investigate Zero Rappaport's latest findings. So long, kids. I'll see you tomorrow. Oh, listen, if you get any news, check in with me, right? Yeah. So long.